guys that normally don't turn the football over, we turn it over on one day. You can't win with turnovers, yet we still had an opportunity to win. That shows you how hard they fought. But those guys normally are great with ball security. Unusual for those guys to turn it over, especially in the same game. But, they kept on fighting and still had a chance to get it done.
Well, folks, that was a comedy of errors on Sunday. Of course, we laughed to keep from crying. Rob Woodfork here with you with George Wallace and Dave Preston back again as we break down yet another Redskins loss. This one 6 in a row, and it seems like they get worse as we move along.
You act as 7. If you're surprised.
I'm not surprised. I thought we all uniformly picked against them.
Oh, we did?
Yeah.
I had them losing 34-22, so they... Yeah. They exceeded my expectations.
Not to brag, but I think I might have gotten closest on the score.
What was the score?
I picked 25-23.
What was the final score?
It was 27-26.
I picked 27-13.
Well,
I was wrong.
I got closest.
Oh, you got closest.
Yeah.
But I had the actual number right for the Falcons.
You did. You did.
I was way off on the Redskins.
Half credit for you.
Half. That's like half a star?
Yeah.
All right.
3-11. 3-11, and they, with their loss, they actually wrap up their fifth last place finish in 6 years.
Yeah, but going in the right direction.
Yes.
Depending on who you ask.
Depending on who you ask.
They're on an upswing.
Ridiculous.
But you can't. How can you not be on an upswing from the Kansas City defeat?
Well, that's a very good point.
Bottom.
There's nowhere to go but up from there.
More importantly, the Rams are celebrating because both teams were 3-10, so the Falcons now are a game behind the Redskins, and the Skins right now are locking in on that second worst record in the league. But with the hang on, there's still 2 weeks left. They could leapfrog
they could get
the
number
Texans.
One.
Yeah,
they could get number one.
That would be interesting. That would be that. Oh gosh. Well,
they've got
Robert
Dallas.
Griffin III is the face of the franchise quarterback of the future. So,
and I know that
if you're
because
gonna
we saw him 34
like
times
this,
on TV, even though he didn't play.
Right. Yeah.
What'd you think of Cousins yesterday?
I thought he played well.
Did they cook the playbook for him?
Cook the playbook. You knew that they were going to put him in some good positions. Okay, they didn't run the zone read or their 50 series, as they like to call it. But I thought he had a pretty good first half.
Mm-hmm.
Second half struggled a little bit until that fourth quarter. Threw for almost 400 yards, 2 touchdowns, interception, but he also fumbled. But you have 7 turnovers in a game. I mean, it's still the same things, and they're same some of the same weaknesses, like the offensive line. He was only sacked once. Yes, I get that.
Mm-hmm.
But he was also rushed a little bit, ended up on his back. They called some bootlegs, I thought, at the right times. They look good. You could see him go through his progressions and hit his receipt. He does get the ball out fast. There's no question about that. But as Mike Shanahan said today, it's one game. Let's just relax a little bit.
We talked about this quite a bit beforehand in the preview podcast, where he gets the ball out quicker, and that's mm-hmm. where you have the advantage over RG3. But
right.
He's still behind that same offensive line, and even though he didn't get sacked as much, that number is a little bit skewed because of the fact that he is getting the ball out quicker and he is dumping the ball off. I didn't think he fared any better or any worse than RG3 would have in that situation because he did have the 3 turnovers. He threw the 3 touchdowns, but again, they're going up against a defense that's not very good.
Right.
I mean, they are starting undrafted rookies on that defense, both in the secondary and up front. I mean, the injuries, lack of depth, I mean, whatever you want to call it, Atlanta's defense is not very good. So RG3, he might have had that much success and maybe even more, mm-hmm. considering he is, at least we're told, the better quarterback.
Right.
So I don't know how much you can glean from that one performance on the part of Cousins. Now, maybe he can parlay that into a huge contract like Matt Flynn. I don't know, but certainly it's not going to allow him to leapfrog Robert Griffin III in D.C.
What does Matt Flynn get from Sunday's win in the Packers?
Yeah, can we just talk about how bad the Cowboys were?
They come to town this week.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, well, I guess it is a pretty good segue.
How about that segue, huh?
Yeah, Cowboys, epic collapse. 23-point lead at halftime, and you blow that. That's, by the way, a Cowboys. That's never happened in Cowboys history, and they've got a pretty good history from what I
mean. And Matt Flynn wins in Dallas, something that Favre... Aaron Rodgers or Brett Favre, but yet not done.
That I did not know.
I had
that.
No
That's
idea.
That's pretty impressive
stuff. Wow.
But one last, I guess the huge takeaway from Sunday.
Takeaways?
See what he
the
did
giveaways.
There?
I see that.
See
what
he
did. Giveaways.
The fact that this team continues to shoot itself in the foot. 7 turnovers, 9 penalties. I mean, and it just, they...
Yeah, nobody's
they
talking
have,
about the penalties
they
today.
They have problems getting out of their own way. Granted, the 381 yards looks nice, and that's the spoonful of sugar that is helping this medicine go down this week. Cousins looked decent, but they come up short on the road in the end to a team that's lost 10 games.
Yeah, and that's the thing. It's like they still lost the game.
Yeah.
Okay? And I'm sick of the people that are going crazy today because, oh, Cousins had almost 400 yards and this and that. Okay, well, did you not notice Griffin had a few of these games too in his
yards is inflated.
Okay? Griffin this year threw for 300 yards in weeks, I think it was week 3, 4, but that was all at the end of game garbage time when they're already down 21 points. So that kind of stuff happens, yes. But at the same time, okay, he looked good. It's only one game. That performance does not all of a sudden get a first-round pick for Kirk Cousins. I'm sorry.
No.
I think maybe he's at a second.
Yeah,
at best you get a two. But again, it's going.
But he has a chance to get, you know, the last 2 weeks to get better.
And
sure,
it's incumbent upon him to continue to play this way. But again, he's got the deck stacked in his favor because you play a bad Falcons team in a dome. You get to play the Cowboys' epic, awful defense, which we saw on display on Sunday. We get to see that at FedEx Field. And then they wrap up the season against the Giants team that got blanked against Seattle. So, I mean, there's a pretty good chance that that Kirk Cousins and maybe even the Redskins as a whole look good in these last 2 weeks. But can you really have faith in that, considering they went in against a 3-10 team, a team that was every bit as bad as they were, and turned the ball over 7 times and basically gave that game away?
If that were a real team, the Falcons, what would that score would that have been?
Oh, that would have been another.
It would have been ugly.
Yeah. Yeah. They would have given up another 50 burner or something.
Falcons
like that
scored every time they were in position to do so or every time they needed to get points. Yes. That's been the problem with this defense the entire season, is that even though they've gotten better since their first couple of weeks when they were just getting run off the field, they can't hold teams when they need to. And that was the case yesterday when the Falcons were able to take the lead in the second half. That's what's happened over the course of the season when the defense either doesn't get things done in the first half, or if they do play a good 30 minutes, they don't play a good second half.
But I thought the deficiencies on both teams were highlighted in this one because you had the Redskins turn it over 7 times, but the Falcons only got 20 points.
How many times they go back
over 7 times? You should get at least 30 points out of that.
And how about the back and the consecutive plays, turnover on this side, fumble over here, back to an interception. Yeah. I mean, 3 straight plays.
It's like nobody wanted it. It was like hot potato.
Felt like there was, I want to say there was a Maryland, I think they hosted Syracuse earlier this fall, and you had 2 or 3. It was a
same
sequence
thing
like that. Doesn't anybody want to win this game?
Right.
And
teams 3-10 going in, so neither one of them looks like they're in the business
they
of
winning.
They could
actually,
anything.
I hate to say this. They could actually win on Sunday.
Oh, they could. Yeah, Dallas is horrible defensively, and
Dallas is horrible defensively. I've been saying for weeks that just because it doesn't make a lot of sense on paper, the Redskins are probably going to end up winning that game.
And Dallas, I mean, that was just awful what happened to them.
Ugly.
Right?
Beyond. I mean, granted, it's a week to week league. It's a snapshot league, but they looked 2 weeks in a row. They couldn't stop the opposition in the second half.
Correct.
And what about the 2-point conversion? We can't even get out of here without talking about that. Do you agree with the decision to go for two at the end of the game?
I don't care.
I mean, the
team's 3-10. I don't. It's like, you know what? Go for the win. It doesn't matter. You're not going anywhere. You came back. Granted, the defense had played all right. Maybe you stop. But here's the other thing. I didn't want to see overtime between those two teams. And, you know, Mike Shanahan's on this whole injury thing. Yeah. You go to overtime, who knows what happens?
And here's my thing. There was two prongs to this. Number one, you don't want to see that brand of football anymore. Yeah. You want that game to end right there, one way or the other. And number two, I don't want any more exposure to Sam Rosen and Heath Evans. I don't want to have to sit through another minute of that.
Oh, Rosie.
That was brutal. That was brutal.
So you didn't mind it either?
What?
You didn't mind it either?
No, I thought it was the right call. Because and what's the old axiom? If if you're going go for the win on the road, play it safe at
good
home.
Call.
They're on the road, in the dome, against the team that stinks.
Wasn't a bad play call either.
No.
You know, he did have a receiver in the end zone.
It
just got tipped away.
Yeah,
I would like to have seen the draw.
Yeah,
that,
like,
I thought
last
that would have worked. I called that, too. I was like, I think they're going to run draw here.
Yeah.
Now, I was wrong, but they might have gotten it on that play.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, we don't know. We
2 more weeks of skin sanity, boys and girls.
Yeah, 2 more weeks.
No, but
of,
no, 2 weeks. Then the fun
shoulders.
Begins.
Yeah, yeah.
Then the fun begins.
This team does rocket in the off season.
Yeah, and it does create for a better podcast.
December 30th.
We don't come in here all grumpy because we had to watch crappy football.
Black
for 3 hours.
Monday in the NFL, December 30th. Look out.
Who would have thought that this team might not be able to reach their amount of preseason wins coming into August.
Wow.
Because you would have figured, okay, they might win 2-3 preseason games. There's no chance whatsoever they don't at least exceed that by the end of September, or at least going into the bye week or Thanksgiving. Right now, they've got 3 wins, and they got to get to 4 preseason wins.
Yeah.
Could you take that in
Vegas?
That's
a Hardy Boy mystery right there.
where's Chet Morton when you need him?
I tell you what.
Eating.
Man.
Oh, boy. Well, as soon as the Hardy Boy references start coming back, that's our cue to dip out of here. Rob Woodfork here, signing off.
I tried.
Yeah.
It's okay. Maybe Friday.
Maybe
Friday. I think that's a preview thing. Right. I think you got to save the Hardy Boy mysteries for previews.
Yeah.
But Rob Woodfork signing off. Don't forget to check out the NFL recap every Tuesday on WTOP.com. George Wallace. Come on, go ahead and plug your stuff too, man. Come on.
Oh, the weekly web chat. Very, very active weekly web chat this week. People are not happy.
No, people
Mondays
are not
at noon. Mondays at noon.
Mondays at noon.
Next
and
week.
Go ahead and plug something
I
not
will
Hardy
plug
Boys
Preston's
related.
Perspective on WordPress.com. Each week I do a Redskins rehash where I go inside the numbers, did the penalties, how crucial were they, how the Redskins did on third down and whatever. And how did Alfred Morris's game kind of resemble that of a Saved by the Bell episode, Zach Morris, Alfred Morris? Of course, that would make RG3 Mr. Belding.
I immediately regret this decision.
No, that's it. You need to go read this.
And we do Presto's picks as well.
So check all of those things out on all of those websites that I cannot retain because I do
and
not
have memory
like that.
Hopefully you'll have some sanity left after you do.
Absolutely. We'll talk to you guys on Friday when we preview Dallas Week.
We want Dallas.
No, that's not
We want Dallas.
All right. Redskins Cowboys. We'll break it down on Friday.